from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're talking about founding mothers, feminist dancing, and a magic, magic orchestra. David Wiegand pulls bomos and old rabbits out of his hat every week here in our studio. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And let's start with a woman mixing folk and pop in a fresh way. That's Sarah Guthrie with her husband and music partner, Johnny Irian, from their new CD, Wassaic Way, which is somewhere in New York State. And the music world is still mourning the death of folk singer and political activist Pete Seeger, David. And Guthrie is really Seeger's direct musical descendant.
In some ways, she is, for sure. I mean, obviously, she's the daughter of Arlo Guthrie and the granddaughter of Woody Guthrie. But also, there's a lot of legacy in her husband as well. He is the son of Thomas Steinbeck, who is the grandson of John Steinbeck. So there's a whole lot of American culture in these two performers.
Sarah Guthrie and Johnny Irian play the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley on Tuesday. Juana Briones is a founding mother of San Francisco. She ran a farm in what was then called Yerba Buena in the early 1800s, and then she moved to Palo Alto. And there's an exhibit about her at the California Historical Society, and I believe it includes a wall of the house that she lived in Palo Alto.
That's right. They've actually taken the wall intact and moved it into the exhibit, which is amazing given how old it is. Juana Briones is a really interesting person, and she's so much the prototype of the contemporary California woman in so many ways. I mean, she left an abusive marriage. She got a divorce, really, when that was not done. She was a single mother, a rancher, all kinds of things. I mean, she really was a woman of many, many talents and lived until she was 87.
The exhibition about Juana Briones continues at the California Historical Society through June 8th, and that is our historical cheap thrill this week, just $5 to get in the door. Now, music for dancing. It's Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland, and this music always makes me think of Martha Graham, a woman who just about invented modern dance choreography, and she created one of her most famous dances to this music.
That's right. Graham died in 1991, but her company has been thriving, and more to the point, her influence is felt every time we see modern dance. Her work is immediately recognizable, and I'm so glad that it's being preserved.
And the Martha Graham Dance Company is reviving Appalachian Spring. It's part of their program that they're performing at Zellerbach Hall on the Cal Berkeley campus tonight and tomorrow night. And David, you wanted to mention another worthy dance company, that's the Brazilian troupe Grupo Corpo.
It's Afro-Brazilian, sort of mixed with ballet. It's very sensual, it's very physical, it's very Brazilian. And they're going to be at Stanford's Memorial Auditorium Friday evening and Saturday afternoon.
And we've got lots of dancing on this show. The Young Jean Lee Theater Company is bringing its new piece, Untitled Feminist Show, to San Francisco. And I want to say this in a respectful way. It's an avant-garde theater and burlesque piece that features naked women.
That's right. I mean, they save a lot on costumes. Let's put it that
that's
way.
That's right.
But Young Jean Lee is a really interesting woman. She created her company in 2003, and they've been doing really amazing experimental work. And this sounds like a really fascinating show. It features video and burlesque and all kinds of things. And it really looks amazing and envelope pushing.
Young Jean Lee's Untitled Feminist Show is at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts tonight and tomorrow night. And now that magic orchestra.
I couldn't wait to fall off the map. And so I took another tack.
That's the voice of John Vanderslice, but we're going to talk about the musical backing. He's got this string orchestra behind him. That's the Magic Magic Orchestra, with a K. And they're a San Francisco-based ensemble under the artistic direction of Mina Choi. And they've been collaborating with some of rock's most creative artists, and they're having a big party for their fifth anniversary.
You know, I was just talking to our producer, Susie Rocho, about just how many people are on this bill. I mean, this is going to really be a massive show. Just so many people on the bill. Dressed to Kill, Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers, Michael Morgan and the Pacific Boy Choir, Two Gallants, John Vanderslice, of course, you know, the ultimate ringmaster for all of this. It's going to be really a terrific show.
The Magic Magic Orchestra celebrates its fifth anniversary at the Fox in Oakland tonight. Thanks an awful lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You'll find details on the shows we've mentioned at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.